Now back to Small Business Heroes on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA. Here's your host, James Madu.
Welcome back to Small Business Heroes. It's 7:33 on Monday evening, and we're talking in the sales and marketing segment. This particular segment is brought to you by CompuSmart, trusted technology experts at CompuSmart. You can visit them at Emerald Plaza, 1547 Merivale Road. And one of the things that I always get to, I get excited about small businesses that are doing very, very well. So I'm very, very pleased. We've got Anita Velati in the studio. Anita's company is ITAN Advanced Tanning. Is that right? Welcome back to, well, welcome back. Actually, I know you advertise on one of the sister stations. Welcome to the studio. And I want to talk to you about the success. Maybe you could just tell us a little bit about your company and how it got started and where you're at now.
Sure. My company is ITAN Studios. It's an indoor tanning salon. There's three locations in Ottawa. Originally, I've been in the industry for 8 years, and originally I opened up a location in the market, which was called Sunburst. I've always had a dream to create the ultimate tanning salon, off from, you know, having the best equipment to the service to everything the customer wanted. And about a year and a half ago, I decided to take Sunburst and create the dream that I've, you know, something that I've always wanted to do. So I changed my company's name and I expanded my downtown location, or the market location, and I created this whole new image, and I called it ITAN Studios. And from that point, a year and a half ago, I then opened up two other salons, a total of three. And my dream with ITAN was to open five salons in 5 years, and I've already opened three within a year and a half.
Excellent. So it's interesting. We've talked to someone who went on a franchise route, and then we've actually got our next guest is someone who has sold their business. So I'm sitting here and I'm thinking to myself, now which way is Anita going to go? If she wants a five, are you going to keep it in house, or do you think it might franchise, or have you been evaluating different ways on how to grow the business?
I have. A lot of people have approached me to go two different directions. I've had investors. About 6 months ago, I actually had an investor, a very famous man in Canada. I won't say his name, but he's a multimillionaire, who did want to take ITAN throughout North America. And it was an offer that was very interesting to me, but I felt that I was going to lose control of the company, and ITAN is something that's very dear to my heart, and I didn't want to ruin the reputation or the service or the system that I've, you know, worked so hard to develop. Just in the last 6 months as well, I've had an enormous amount of inquiries for franchises. And ITAN itself, I guess it's the name or the system that we've developed, it's just come across people that it is a franchise, which originally is why I went with the whole ITAN name. Yeah. I felt that it was something that could be recognized as a franchise, and it might be a possibility. Which direction I'm going to go, I haven't made up my mind. I'm a little bit wary about franchising because I find that you do lose control. I find that there's no consistency in a lot of them. One example might be a Subway. You can go to one Subway and you could eat off the floor, whereas you could go to another one and you wouldn't step foot into it.
Yeah.
So that is a fear I have about franchising. But at the same time, yes, I want to expand my business as quickly as possible, and franchising would definitely be the fastest route to go. But there are a lot of negative sides to it,
okay,
in my opinion.
So what you've mentioned the word a system. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about the system you've developed, why you developed the system, and how it's working.
The system I've developed, you need a system if you're going to expand and not be in your business. And
what do you mean by that statement?
If you're not there servicing that customer the way you want them to be serviced, you need your employees to follow something. They need to know exactly how you want them to service the customer or what the company is all about so that they can model after you, because you can't be everywhere. If I could clone myself, then I'd be fine. But unfortunately, I can't. So therefore,
You can tan yourself.
I can tan myself.
That's about it.
Exactly. So I need a model for the employees to follow so that I know that my customers who are coming in are receiving the service that I want them to be having each time they walk through the door. The biggest thing is a lot of salons will just open up offering, you know, tanning beds, and they just put a cute girl behind the desk. And ITAN is not like that at all. We won an international award, or I shouldn't say international, a national award in North America as being the salon of the year for 2001. That's something I'm very proud of.
How did you get that?
It was based on nominations with people within the industry. When I opened up ITAN, I had a lot of people from the States who had heard about my company and actually flew in. Some people were flying in to do seminars. Other people were just flying in to see what ITAN was all about. I really was an innovator for Canada. I I brought in equipment that has never been in Canada before. It's a very expensive equipment. And a lot of people said, you know, Canada's not ready for it. Well, I don't believe that the customer's going to sit there and tell you when they're ready for something. I think you need to present it to the customer and then the customer and sell it to them. Let them know. And I just believe that we were ready for it, or that somehow there was something that was lacking in Canada. I brought it in, and yes, it's been a success for me, you know, because I do believe in the new product that's there. I also think that one reason for my success is that I don't treat my tanning salon like other tanning salons. It's a business, and it needs to be run as a business.
And that gets back to the system again.
It does. It gets back to the system. And it's something we're working on. I might have expanded a little bit too quickly, but no, we're hiring great staff. One of the biggest attributes to one of the successes was hiring my general manager, Jill Curry. I've acknowledged
you
where...
You told Jill to listen tonight, right?
she might be, or she's probably working, the poor girl. I think one thing is you have to acknowledge where your weaknesses are. And if you can't do everything, then you hire someone to take over in those areas. And she definitely is an asset to the area.
So you're developing your strengths and managing your weaknesses.
Yeah. Well, she manages where my weaknesses are.
And that's part of the system, I suppose, again.
It is. It's hiring staff.
Yeah. Is this system something that you picked up from a previous employer and have modified? Or is it?
No.
How did you learn?
How did I learn? You need to – one advice I could give to people is go out and be a customer for a day. And I can guarantee you that you will be so disappointed in the customer service out there. You really will be. But what you need to do is look at it from a different perspective. What I do once a month, and I usually travel a lot, is I will go out and I will actually be a customer. And I will pull out from the service I'm receiving all the things I don't like, and I'll make sure that I never, ever see that in my business, as well as if I can pull out some positive things that I actually liked about the service that I received, then I will try and sort of implement that into our system in the business. And one thing people need to realize is, although I am offering tanning, you need to focus on the customer. You can't run your business based on what you want. You have to run your business based on what the customer wants. And you need to figure that out.
So what is it that the customer is actually wanting in your particular business?
I think the customer, it's the same for any service industry or retail industry or restaurant. They want to feel important. They want to be number one. They want to know that you care. And they want to feel like they're getting their money's worth.
Yeah.
They don't want to feel like they're being ripped off. And they need to know that you're there for them, to service them.
Yeah, and the interesting thing for me is that you haven't mentioned the word tan.
No, and it was funny because just we hold group interviews when we're hiring staff, and we had asked some of the people who applied. I was asking all of them who has been to an ITAN, and they were giving me their feedback, and not a single one of them actually commented on the results. They weren't saying, "Yeah, wow, your equipment's great," or "I got a great tan." It was all about, "Your staff was so friendly, your staff was so knowledgeable, I couldn't believe the service I received," and that's what I want. If a customer comes in and they get a tan on top of the wonderful service, then that is great.
Yeah.
But that's the way it should be. It shouldn't be that they walk in, they're expecting a tan, and are happy if they actually had a smile or a friendly person behind the desk. It has to become the norm in my business.
Okay. So you're really selling an experience then?
Of course. It's the wow experience. That's what we're
after.
What
do you mean by the wow experience?
That every person who walks to my door after they're done tanning, they feel relaxed and they feel wow. They feel like they had exceptional service.
How do you measure that from your customers?
Well, we do something called comment cards where we do a mail out to – it's a customer survey.
Okay.
And we give them incentive to bring back in the survey so that we could see how we're doing. I welcome all the negative feedback I can get because it means that it's room for growth and it gives me direction.
And have you been getting people enticed to actually give you the feedback that you wanted?
We get wonderful feedback. I shouldn't say wonderful. Everyone will mail it in because there's an incentive for them. They get tanning out of it, or they get, you know, money at the other end.
So
of course they're going to do
it. Comments.
Of course. But it gives me direction with the company. And I do get 90% of the comment cards that do come back are always positive, and it's always comments on the staff. Your staff was outstanding, or this person really went out of their way. I've never experienced anything like this, and that's what I want to hear. At the same time, though, I do want to hear the negatives so I know where the problems are, because every company has problems.
Yeah.
Every company needs to grow.
Yeah. Now, I have a question here. You've said you've gone to 3 stores in a year and a half. What, you know, you're giving great service. People are having a good experience. How are you going to grow it in the future?
Like, I'm going to continue to expand. I don't know which way I'm going to go, whether I'm going to expand corporately, whether I am going to allow investors to come in, which will help expand the company faster but allow it to stay as a corporation, or whether I'm going to go franchising. I will decide in the next 6 months. because there is a lot of pressure on me from interested people.
And well, that's an awful place to be for a small business owner. People wanting to help you in your success. So that's great. So if there's someone's out there listening, for example, and they may have a business, they've got a system like you where they've got something that's duplicatable. What are maybe three things that you could tell them or say to them, you know, if they want to take it over the edge and continue to grow, what would you recommend to them?
One thing I would say is, first off, you need to love what you do. You need to eat and sleep your business, and that is my number one thing. I eat, sleep, I tan. I love it to death. There's not a day that goes by that I don't want to be working in the company. Secondly, I'd have to say is you need to focus on the customer. The customer's wants and needs. They need to direct you. Another thing I could suggest is go out and be a customer for a day and do it all the time so you can find out what you want as a customer and what it's like to actually be a customer.
Okay. Well, that's great. Thank you very much for being in the studio with us. We've been talking to Anita Velati, who is the president and CEO of ITAN Advanced Tanning Studios, and who's on a rocket growing their business very quickly. So congratulations and thanks again. You've been listening to Small Business Heroes. This is James Maduke speaking, and this particular segment was brought to you by CompuSmart. Trusted technology experts at CompuSmart. You can visit them at the Emerald Plaza, 1547 Merivale Road. When we come back, we're going to be with Frank Kala, who is the Vice President and General Manager of Information Gateway Services. We're going to be talking about web hosting, so stay tuned. Small Business Heroes, part of Business at Night on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.